Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
The Ranch GOC and Josh Hankrell tonight. Nice to have you with us. We're just about ready for the kickoff. Tom, you're wearing shirt sleeves. What happened? It's a pretty nice night here in rural Genesee County as we're here at the beautiful facility at Lake Fenton High School, a brand new school, older looking field stadium, but a pretty nice place, a grass field. I think it's Jackson's only second time this year playing on grass. They played at Monroe, and I think every the remainder of the schedule is played on field turf. So, but it's, the field's in great condition. We drove through a pretty good sized rainstorm on the way here, but there's really no even hint of precipitation here this evening as this game's getting ready to get kicked off by Jackson High, and the field is in tremendous shape for grass field in week 9.
Pregame for Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service. A short pregame. Onside kick, the ball loose. Jackson has recovered the onside kick. Are you kidding me?
Brady Lawrence ended up with it. The ball bounced high, and there was no way that Lake Fenton could handle the ball. It bounced high. The Jackson kid hit him. Brady Lawrence got it just as it was going to go out of bounds. And first and 10 Jackson, they kick off and get the ball there at the Lake Fenton 41-yard line.
Wow. What a start for the Vikings. And they come out with Noah Bush at quarterback, Xavier Edwards the tailback. Short shotgun, run the option, go to Edwards. Can he turn the corner? He does for short yardage, so he's got about 3 or 4, down to about the 37-yard line.
Not a real good pitch, quarterback-pitch relationship there. I think Edwards didn't get separated enough from Noah Bush. Bush got it to him. Some pretty good yardage there on first down, give him like about a gain of 3.
Second down for the Vikings, Richard, Simonetti, Fairchild, Hallman and Molitor up front. In motion, Dakota Robertson has the handoff. Cuts up to the 35, maybe the 34-yard line, short gain. Another 3, and he'll bring up a third down, about 4, probably a short 4 here for Jackson High, just underway. Jackson going for their first ever 9-0 campaign. They split Hardrick wide to the left. Bush hands it off. Kretzinger cuts it up, and he's got a first down, 29-yard line.
That's pretty tough to stop. Might have been a jet sweep type play. He came from the right, just an off-tackle play to the left. Good blocking again. Benoit Richards, that left tackle, Scott Farley was talking about him when you interviewed him yesterday, and he's just anchored that offensive line. Benoit Richards, Dominic Simonetti, Paul Fairchild, Hallman, and Isaiah Hallman, and Colin Molitor.
Out of the short gun, Noah Bush, Jackson, a first down above the 29-yard line of the Blue Devils. Fake to Edwards, run the pitch. Get it to Robertson, and they cover it very well, the Blue Devils, out on the corner. Robertson got it down near the 25-yard line.
They really did cover it well because that's very nice fake there. And that's one of the main – the kids are unselfish this year. They will run out and carry their fakes out. And he was able to get the ball to Robertson. A pretty good gain again on first down. That sets up 2nd and 6.
Empty backfield, but Edwards. They fake to him. Robertson hitting the backfield. And he did not get back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, maybe the blocking broke down. Maybe it wasn't as clean of a handoff as it should have. Flash fake going to the right with Edwards, came back to the left. And tackle was made immediately. Might even have been a loss of a yard, setting up 3rd and about 7.
3rd and 7 or so. Boy, these Lake Fenton numbers are tough. They've got the black jerseys and the blue numerals that are... Again, we've been complaining about this all year. up the middle, Edwards, they fake it, and a bad throw by Bush. He threw it right over the head of Dakota Robertson. And that's going to bring up the fourth here for Jackson.
Yeah, a little bit of pressure there on him. No panic, though. They're in pretty good shape down at the about the 25-yard line. That's a fourth down and seven. No score in the game. Clock has stopped. 9:18 to go in the first quarter. Lake Fenton and Jackson, no score.
Very good defense early here for the Blue Devils. Jackson spreads out the field with Edwards in the backfield. Bush rolls and looks. Got Kretzinger wide open, and he's got it. He's out of bounds at the 2-yard line.
He caught that ball right on the sideline, and that official, it's nice to have seven officials in the SEC, and that official standing on that end line was able to make that call. Micah Kretzinger with a great grab of a nice pass rollout to the left by Noah Bush, and it'll be first and goal for Jackson down inside. They're down to the 1-yard line.
Beautiful throw by Noah Bush after he misfired on that pass to Dakota Robertson. Bush gives it to Kretzinger. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Jackson. Vikings score early after the onside kick. And with 9:07 to go in the first quarter, unbeaten Jackson High goes up 6-0 on Lake Fenton. We had a lot of rain when we left Jackson. It was raining like crazy, but it's pretty dry up here, Tom, fortunately.
Yeah, and I walked out on the field. The field's in great shape.
Jackson, as they normally do, will go for two here. And Bush out of the short gun. Rolls and looks and throws, and that's incomplete. Not even close to the back of the end zone. So we say 6-0. Let's take a break. 30 break right back on 970, 101.5 FM.
You ever met one of the Jimmys from Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service? You know, the men and women who never sleep when you're on the road? The Jimmys at Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service take pride in providing you with fast, prompt, and personal service when you need them the most. Plus, the Jimmys at Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service don't just tow wherever you need to go. They'll get your vehicle back on the road with their incredible automotive service department. Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service. More than a towing company. Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Abbreviated pregame show, more than just a towing company. They'll get you on the road again, and when you're on the road, they never sleep. Another onside kick. This ball trickles out of bounds, however.
They hope Jackson opened the game onside kicking to the left. This time the onside kick to their right from, I think, the ball was just off center. So it did bounce out of bounds. That will give the Blue Devils the ball. I think where it went out of bounds.
Well, last week they walked off a penalty.
I didn't think that was right. But that's what they're doing here, too.
So they'll start in Jackson territory at the 49.
Of course, I haven't been to a rules meeting in 20 or so years since I quit coaching.
So Lake Fenton up. Out of the gun. Jackson jumps offside.
He did.
Like Hardrick.
He broke the plane. That's all you have to do.
Stuck his nose in there. And a free 5 yards for the Blue Devils to the Jackson 44-yard line. Good luck picking out those numbers.
Yeah, I'm not even going to.
That's your assignment.
Jackson's got the beautiful white uniform with the orange numbers.
They run an inside handoff and get a first down. Good hard run down inside the 35-yard line to the 34.
Guillermo Baird on the tackle for the Vikes as he and Brady Lawrence are just having a magnificent season as inside linebackers.
Up real quick to get the snap. They run a very similar offense to Jackson High. Vikes lead 6-0 here. 8:47 to go in the first. 970-1015 FM. Same area. Good job that time. Nice stop for the Vikes.
Uh, 16, Keagle Johnson was credited with the stop.
And good thing he made that stop because there was nobody there behind him.
Just a gain of about a yard. Looks like second and nine.
And Blue Devils look over and get that play from their coach, Marty Borski. On second and long, out of the gun. Back to throw it, rush on. Throw it out here, incomplete. Kretzinger on the coverage, which was pretty limited.
Jacob Brophy was the intended receiver. Was it Kretzinger over there playing defense? And Brophy, I think, slipped a little bit. He tried to make a cut, and he lost his footing. Not sure he could have caught it anyway. But it'll be third and nine.
Third down and about nine here for the Blue Devils. Straight drop. Now a run by the quarterback. And he will get drilled down just inside the 30. We'll bring up a fourth down and about four or five. Quarterback. Hunter Schramm, the quarterback. He got about 5 yards. It's going to be fourth and four here for the Blue Devils. They come in 4-4. Might have had their best game of the year last week when they gave Williamston quite a scare.
Of course, this game means an enormous amount for Lake Fenton because with a win, if they're 5-4, they'd have a chance to get in the playoffs.
Quarterback, they run a little pitch inside, and Jackson snows it under. They don't get the first down. Vikings turn it over at about the 27-yard line.
Well, the defense has been very stout. One of the reasons they've been able to win their first eight games is a good mix of offense and defense. And those kids, they seem to come to play every night. You look at the number of points Jackson has given up, and it's pretty small. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that they control the ball offensively. And, and by possessing the ball, they show their dominance and they keep the ball and keep the clock moving. But now they're giving the ball back because defensively they made that great stop after that kicking mistake when the onside kick after their touchdown went out of bounds.
Elrose Steel, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, Denny's Restaurant, Jackson YMCA, Jackson Area Subway Sub Shop. Here comes the rain. And there goes Robertson, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. Cut back, 45, hit from behind. What a run by Dakota Robertson all the way down to the Blue Devil, 37-yard line.
That was about a 35-yard gain by Robertson off the left side.
They are explosive.
You know, he made a nice cut, and last week when Xavier Edwards got hurt, Dakota Robertson moved from that flanker spot over to the tailback spot. Kenyon Mulcahy replaced Robertson, and the Vikes really didn't miss a beat.
First down Vikings at the 36 of the Blue Devils. Kretzinger up the middle. He runs over tackler, still on his feet. Tough time dragging him down. They finally get him down at the 30. That'll be a solid 6 yards on first down for big Micah Kretzinger, the senior at 230. And he is a load when he gets started, Tom.
He's a good ball player, both offensively and defensively. Could you imagine tackling him when he gets ahead of steam going?
Second down and four, 6:50 to go first quarter. You're at 970 and 101.5 FM. Jackson just got a big run from Dakota Robertson. They flare one out here, incomplete. That's an incomplete pass to Edwards. Okay. good night to throw right now. The wind is absolutely howling, and it started to rain. Jackson's well advised to keep it on the ground. And they have a third down and four after the incompletion. Spread the field. Edwards in motion. Jackson jumps. That'll cost him five. And instead of a third and four, you've got a third and nine. Jackson got a little greedy on that second down play with that maybe an ill-advised pass there. And now they back that up with a five-yard penalty, third and nine from the 35-yard line of the Blue Devils. Kretzinger in motion. He has it. And he runs, and he rambles, and he's very close to a first down. He may have, and he's still fighting.
You know, he made something out of nothing.
He got
there.
A first down.
Yeah, he made something out of nothing. That crease that he stuck through, Micah Kressinger's a very wise,
patient runner.
Yeah, and that hole wasn't very big, and he just kind of snuck through there.
Third down and nine, they pick up the first down on a 10-yard pickup by Kretzinger. 6:20 to go first quarter. And Jackson threatening 24-yard line of the Blue Devils, up 6-0. Go to Edwards. There's a spin move in the hole. He dives forward. He was hit at the line but picked up three on his own on the tackle. Tom, important to score some points here early because I think it's going to get nasty here.
Probably. If the rain is still kind of light. But
it's sideways, though.
But if that stuff we drove through to get here is heading this way, it could linger.
Yeah, it's going to be a slick track, too. Pickup of just 2 yards for Edwards. Pushes back to throw again. And he throws. Touchdown. Kretzinger. How about that? Noah Bush. Same play that they ran successfully to the 2-yard line. Kretzinger beat his man by a country mile and grabbed it about 3 yards deep into the end zone. Touchdown. Vikings 12-0 in their quest to go 9-0. Off to a fantastic start here at Lake Benton. Before a good crowd from Jackson made the trip this evening.
And the fan kids are here. They organized it themselves. They came on their own. Remarkable.
Wouldn't be ill. Give them a bus. 2-point try. And they've got two. Robertson walks into the end zone. Kind of a fake handoff reverse to Robertson. 14-0 the high. We're back in 30 seconds on WKHL.
Buy smart with Eisel Heart Nissan of Jackson.
This isn't just a catchy jingle. This is the way we do business at Eisel Heart Nissan. This is Tracy Eisel Heart, and I want to invite you to shop smart with Eisel Heart. No pre-approval needed. In fact, we can get you a better rate, lower payment, and an all-around better experience at Eisel Heart Nissan. Already have pre-approval? Let us show you our low rate and payments. We are ready to help you shop smart and buy smart at Eisel Heart Nissan of Jackson.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
With Tom Redford, Josh Hankrell, Tony Mack back this week. And what a start for Jackson. They're up 14-0. We still have 5.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. As the wind is... Got the flags stiffened pretty good. The ball off the tee will get reteed by Jackson. Big run on that drive by Dakota Robertson to get him started. And what a couple throws here in the bad weather by Noah Robertson. Here's a big hit on the kick team. 25-yard line.
That was Guillermo Baird, the very fine Jackson High linebacker.
Boy, he's played well, Tom.
You know, he's a big, strong kid, and he broke down. That was a fundamentally perfect tackle on that kickoff. Baird is a 6 foot, he's 225 pounds in the program, and he's a junior.
A lot bigger than his dad.
Tankerville.
You call him Milburn? Tram hands it off. They try to turn the corner and get some good yardage. Finally knock him down at around the 30-yard line for a good, pretty decent pickup, about 5 yards.
Is that a Beverly Hillbillies reference?
Yeah.
Milburn, Bankerville. Speaking of that, did that didn't escape you that Dawn Wells from Gilligan's Island turned 80 years old today?
Irene Ryan's birthday yesterday.
Granny.
She's been gone for 40 years. Run a little draw play up the middle. Out to about the 35, close to a first down. On that second down run, it looks like they'll be just a tad short here. Bring up a third and about a yard and a half. Quarterback Hunter Schramm, a senior. Not very big. About a 155. They hand it off. Big hit. Looks like they got a first down.
That was a great hit by Brady Lawrence.
Devastating tackle by Jackson.
The inside linebacker, but the he drove him back, but the first hit was made, and he's going to be spotted. It does look like it's going to be over the first down.
Well, they made him pay for that first down.
But, you know, we're up here in a pretty nice press box. Look at the flag.
Yeah, they're still
in that south end zone and across the way. That's too bad, too. The last 2 weeks have just been awful for high school football.
Blue Devils down 14-0. They had a man in motion and running out over the 40-yard line.
Brady Lawrence again on the bottom of that pile. Guillermo Baird and Lawrence again. Kressinger had his hand on the back. He'll float him up a little bit.
That looked like a Canadian play. The right slot man moved. Give him 4, 2nd and 6. 3:30 to go in the first from Lake Fenton. See, there's some seats here, but they do have quite a few people standing out here. They run up the middle. Forget that one, ladies and gentlemen. Back to the line of scrimmage. That was it.
Diane Hardrick made the top.
Brady Lawrence in there. As Jackson High really rotates a lot of defensive linemen in there. They have kind of a three-man front.
Riley Colhoun just checked back in for the Vikes.
Keagle Johnson, Richards, Colhoun, as Tom mentioned, back in. Kressinger, Lawrence, Baird, Hardrick are the linebackers, and they're all they've been impressive. They're down about 6. Schramm out of the gun, back to throw it. Throws it out in the flat. A lot of room here. Jackson did not cover the running back, and he's all the way down to the Jackson 40-yard line.
Well, they had a
that was, I believe it was Blake McCore.
They had a stun on from one side, and it was either read by Blake Fenton or it was called previous. But he went the other way from the stunt, and they ran off the defensive back over on that side. It was wide open, and a very positive play there for the Blue Devils.
Well, they keep picking on that side of the Jackson defense. A couple times they've just really collapsed over there. They've had nobody to contain. Run this one and hit in the backfield. Ooh, hard hit. For the high. They are hitting hard. That was Hardrick on top.
Yeah, I want to say Calhoun was the kid that had him underneath. It was Calhoun, and a good play there for Jackson. No gain on that. Sets up second and 10.
Ball's at the Jackson 39. Vikings lead 14-0 here in the first. As the clock runs, 1:20 to go. And the Blue Devils on second long. Second back through is drilled by Brady Lawrence. Tremendous play by the linebacker Brady Lawrence. Guillermo Baird was right there also. The senior at 200, Lawrence in the backfield, loss of two, make it three, and a third down and 13. I'm thinking a pretty big series here for the Blue Devils. They're already down 14. We're down to 30 seconds. Schramm rolling, looking. There's that throwback. And Jackson all over it this time. He got a couple yards to the 40. Guillermo Baird again for the Vikings, the linebacker, on the stop. And we're down to 10 seconds. Probably that will end the quarter. Nothing. Jackson after one. And we'll be back in a minute. 970 1015 FM.
Let me ask you a quick question. Have you been putting it off? And by it, I mean filling out that college application, scholarship, or financial aid form. Hey, they can be intimidating. What if I fill it out wrong? How do I make sure it's not red flag? Well, that's easy. Your free assistance is available thanks to the College and Career Access Center inside the Jackson Crossing Mall. Their mission is to help you get the post-high school accreditation, training, or degree you need to be successful in life. The College and Career Access Center. Help for all ages.
It's no secret that comfortable employees are more productive than uncomfortable ones. Keep productivity up and your employees motivated by properly heating and cooling throughout the year. Contact the experts at Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. For four generations, Ajax has been designing, installing, and maintaining quality systems for commercial businesses. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, family-owned and operated. Call 784-6149. Online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, the home for indoor comfort.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
College and Career Access Center, American Title Company, County National Bank, Landis Busy Bee Cafe, part of our group. Fourth and 10. Tramp back to throw it. Rush on, he throws. And it's always dropped. That should have been caught. For a first down, down at the Jackson 20, a flat-out drop, and Jackson turns it over. Wow, Jackson caught a break there. Good throw by Schramm, and not just, you have to catch that ball down.
One of the Jackson defensive backs had his hands up, kind of maybe three steps in front of him, and maybe he obstructed his vision a little bit.
Possible.
But good play for the Vikes. And 11:55 to go here early in the second quarter. Jackson High takes over, leading 14-0. Not bad field position either.
I would say decent position here, 38-yard line. For this explosive Jackson offense. Bush out of the short gun. Robertson in motion. Back to throw. It's Kritzinger, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Jackson. Touchdown, Jackson. Kritzinger, 62 yards from Noah Bush. Holy Toledo. It's 20-0, Jackson. What a throw and what a run after the catch by Micah Kretzinger.
He got open in that seam, and Bush hit him pretty much in stride, caught it with both hands, And he outran that kid, and he broke a tackle down at about the 15. It was just a tremendous individual effort by Micah Kressinger on the run after that catch.
Tom Noah Bush.
He's good.
Give me a list of Jackson High quarterbacks over the last 50 years. He's right at the top. This kick is up, and he missed it off to the left. I think that was Quentin Smith. Hooked it. And it stays 20-0.
I think it was Colin Molitor. I don't think it was Quentin. I thought it was Molitor.
We'll keep it right here. Wow. First play of the drive, a fake. And Bush has hit Kressinger three times here in the first half. Two long touchdowns, and one was a fourth down play that got him to the two-yard line. Remarkable first half for Noah Bush. He has been something. Action brought to you by Seymour Ford Lincoln, Jackson Speedway, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Able Heating and Cooling, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Orthopedic Rehab Specialist, OmniSource. Part of our group here with West End and Farm to Table.
That's a pretty good breakfast right there. Baby Jake will take care of you.
Does he deliver?
He probably would. Or he would send his father to deliver.
Here's the kick. This is a short one, bounces around, run back. Not very far from the 25 to the 30, and a big hit.
Jackson is beating the tar out of Lake Center
by number 56 for the high.
Yeah, that's Mike. I don't have 56 for Jackson.
They did call up or brought up at least a player or two from the JV team.
You know, the JV's won last night. I want to say 61-35. The JV's ended up 8-1.
The basketball score.
Yeah. They ended up 8-1.
8-1 for the Jackson JV's this year, fine season. Oh, 20-0 here, Vikings. They run fake draw. The quarterback boots. Gets into the secondary and goes down. Did a little hook slide. We got a Blue Devil player down hurt behind the play. And that does not look like a good injury. Quarterback got out for about 7. He was not hit. He just did a little Aaron Rodgers there. Went down feet first at the 36-yard line. Bring up a 2nd and 3. So Jackson's defense, they had a big stop on 4th down and then maybe caught a little bit of a break when the Blue Devils dropped that pass on 4th down here about a minute ago, and just like that, 62-yard touchdown pass on the first play. A lot of motion here. Jackson's defense must stay very disciplined as they look for the play. They hand it off home. That ball loose? That ball was loose. They're saying it was down. Big loss. That was 3rd and 3. They lost about 5.
A huge hit by Jackson also. Just enormous.
There were about 4 Vikings in that backfield.
Yeah, it looks to be behind the line of scrimmage. We'll set up 3rd down and about 6. Lake Fenton doesn't huddle. They just kind of stand there all at the line of scrimmage looking at the coach. They're getting their plays in the sideline.
It's 3rd and about 7. Tram back to throw it. Going to be, nope, he escapes. Got a man wide open, caught. Jackson blows a tackle. They blow another one. Could have been a clip there, no flag. And they get a first down to the Jackson 40.
Brady Lawrence had a chance to make the tackle right after he made the catch. And for the first time all year, I'm going to tell you, Brady missed the tackle. And that gave the ball, I can't tell you what number it is, it's impossible to read these, but he did get a first down across midfield. It'll be first and 10 for the Blue Devils down to the Jackson High 40-yard line.
Hunter Schramm bought himself a little extra time, finally got a man wide open in the middle of the field. And they get a first down at the Jackson 40. He's going to throw it again. Over the middle, that was caught, big hit. Almost no gain. Kretzinger, a huge hit right at the 40.
Jackson physical. They are physical.
Yep. That's second down and 9.
To me, one of the biggest reasons that they're able to do this, it's not, you know, like a lot of the spread-type teams like to do it with smoke and mirrors. They throw the ball around. Jackson throws a little bit. They rely on their running game, and they rely on their defense.
Schramm out of the gun, back to throw it. Rush on, tries to beat contain, throws it down the sideline, knocked away beautifully by the Vikings.
That was Kretzinger again on the defensive coverage.
Third and 10, an excellent play out in the secondary, right on the sideline for Jay High. And third down, about 9 here for the Blue Devils. As they may ditch the running game, which has produced about 0 here in the first half. Jackson up 20-0. Jackson jumps offside again. Free 5 yards, and you go to third and about 4. We have 9:12 to go here in the first half. Like Fenton spreads the field, 3 wideouts on the wide side of the field, and Schramm rolls that way, looks and throws it long, and that is caught! Absolutely incredible catch at the 4-yard line.
Kretzinger on the coverage. That was a real good grab by number 7. Looks like Blake Folkor on the grab.
Looks like Robertson had an interception, and somehow it rolled around in there, and the receiver came up with it. Clock runs. And they spotted at the 5-yard line. You'd have to see that one to believe it. That ball was up for grabs, and somehow Robertson didn't come down with it. From the 5-yard line. Handed off, hit in the backfield. They lose a yard or 2. Kegel Johnson made the first hit. Number 16 for the Vikes. Six 190-pound senior playing on the D line.
You know, Jackson's not real big, but the kids that are on the field are pretty decent sized kids and physical.
We have a timeout on the field for Lake Fenton. Let's take a break, quick break, 30 break. And we're right back on WKHL.
Since our first customer walked through our door, County National Bank has focused on one thing, you. Developing personal relationships allows us to help our customers and community. We've helped thousands of people with mortgages that put them in new homes, invested millions of dollars in our communities, and managed billions for our customers' futures. But it always comes back to one. One relationship with one customer. Bank on one with County National Bank. Stop in to see us or go to countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Second down and goal from the 7-yard line. Rams. Rolls to the right, looks and throws, and that is, was it caught? That was incomplete, didn't see any signal. And that'll bring up a third and goal. Fans screaming down here for a holding penalty. As somebody broke through there and got tackled as they went after the quarterback. Might be tough to get that holding call here tonight. Back to throw, out in the flat, it's caught. Good tackle by the Vikings around the five. That'll bring up a fourth down. For the Blue Devils, the ball's at just inside the five-yard line. Fourth down, can Jackson hold again? 7:45 to go. Here in the first half, Jackson up 20-0. Schramm, the quarterback, gets the play, runs back into the huddle. Breeze at his back here. And on fourth down, motion man, he hands it. Now they're going to throw back to the quarterback. That is knocked away. In fact, it's intercepted. Intercepted by Jackson. That was a beautiful read by the Vikings on the throwback.
Was it Hardrick? It was a single number. I thought it was eight, so it was probably, it might have been nine, Zion Hardrick. I believe you're right.
Hardrick. It was Hardrick.
Yeah. And they threw a throwback back to the quarterback. Well covered. He stayed home. He had to be after. Bootleg, end around, counter, reverse. That's a counter play. Stayed right at home. And he grabbed, could have knocked it down, but he grabbed it for the interception. Either way, Jackson High scores. Blake Fenton scoring opportunity. So they take over with a 20-0 lead, 7:14 to go in the first half.
Jackson High. Great job by the Vikings defense. As they hold, they had a first down at about the five-yard line, first and goal. Now Jackson, push out of the gun. Good snap, they hand to Edwards, cuts it up the middle. He is rambling over the 10, over the 13 to the 14-yard line. He's close to a first down for the Vikings. Of course, Edwards shaken up last week as he had really limited carries here in the first half tonight.
I'll be honest.
We see more of Robertson and Kretzinger.
That would be fine by me.
Sure. Looked good there. He got about 9.5. And he has it again. He bounces off a tackler. Look out. There he goes into the secondary. He's all the way out near the 30-yard line. Xavier Edwards gets up slowly out there. No, he's hurt. He limps off. That looks like the same injury to me. He has the turf toe. And he is in a lot of pain right now as he limps to the sideline.
Yeah, no sooner did I say the words. I would have just assumed seeing him not carry the ball.
Here's a running play up over the 30 to 33-yard line. Yeah, I don't think we'll see Edwards again tonight. That's a shame.
I'd rather have that happen before the doggone play because
that turf toe is a tricky injury.
It lingers. It doesn't go away. And, you know, this is important, but they have a 20-0 lead. We're down to 5.5 minutes to go in the first half. But next week is of vital importance.
If, in fact, that's what it is. Out of the gun. Bush, Kretzinger. Runs by one man, runs over two, gets out to the 37. He'll be about a yard or so short of a first down Vikings grind away on the clock here, leading 20-0. And the clock rolls with 5 minutes to go till halftime. Edwards over here on the table. Bush out of the short gun. Hand off, 40, 45, 50. Down to the 40-yard line. Like a bolt of lightning. Kyle Richardson. Okay, first time I've called that number. Is he up from the JVs?
I don't have him on my roster. So.
Up from the JV team. Wow, did he hit the hole in a hurry. Kyle Richardson, excellent run. As he's into that backfield, taking the place of Xavier Edwards, and he gets it again. Breaks the tackle, steps out of one, and just as he tried to cut back, lost his footing, got about a yard. And we'll actually call it no gain, second and 10 for the Vikings. Richardson, 5'10", 175. Vikes lead 20-0, 3:50 till halftime. They started this drive at their 4-yard line. Robertson in motion. And nothing doing up the middle. Give it right back to Richardson for about a yard or two. That'll bring up third and lengthy.
Edwards is now seated on the training table. We're on the visitor's side press box, so we're real close to the Jackson High bench. Trainer is working on him. Left leg.
Third and long. Bush. Fakes it. Pitch to the short side of the field to Kretzinger on an option, and that was ugly.
Yeah, that lost
about 3 yards.
That wasn't a good read because that defensive force man got to the pitch back, Micah Kretzinger, real quick. Can't really pitch it to his kid that's covered.
Very slow developing option there. And the Vikings out on fourth. Let me just say they rarely punt. Fourth and 10 from the Blue Devil 40. Kretzinger is at a field day catching the ball. Bush out of the gun. Man and motion, that's got to be a penalty. Holy smoke, the ball is battered. How in the world could they not throw a flag there? Goodness. Anyway, Bush's pass was knocked away, but young running back Richardson was running up to the line of scrimmage a la the Montreal Alouettes, and there was no flag. So, Blake Fenton takes over with 2:19 to go. And you have to think they've had a little bit of success throwing the ball. They've had none running it. And they need something before halftime. And Schramm flares it out here in the flat. And they get a couple yards. They get about 3 on the tackle out to the 45-yard line. Clock runs will go under 2 minutes. They run a hurry up here. And on second, rolling, looking. Jackson lost contain. Baird fires his way in there. That pass looked like it hit the ground. Oh, they say he caught it.
Stephen Ukendu on the coverage, but
wow.
It's right here in front of us.
Great catch at the 39-yard line.
And again, the seven officials means there's two guys on each sideline instead of most leagues just have one guy on each sideline.
Hurry up, offense. Schramm back to throw. He's being chased. He looks, he throws, and that is incomplete. A lot of pressure back there. Micah Kretzinger on the coverage. He had his man, but being chased, very hard to complete that pass. Second and 10. And Jackson's mission now is just to keep him out of the end zone here with 1:22 to go. In the second quarter, Jackson up 20-0. Tom?
Yeah, quick check out of town. Western has a 27-0 lead at Adrian at the end of the first quarter. Columbia Central does lead Hudson at our last check, 14-8. Michigan Center is trailing. Springport 8, Michigan Center 7, end of 1.
Second 10. They fake. Quarterback's going to run and got around the contain down the sideline. Shoved out of bounds, gets the first down.
Yeah, a lot of things happened on that play, and Jackson did break down for the one of the very few times on the contain on this side. They got kind of sucked in a little bit, and the quarterback did a pretty good job. He faked like he was going to pass, and then he ran it up bootleg up the left side. Kind of a broken play type situation. But he did get a first down down to the Jackson High 25.
Tram back to throw it, rolling, got a man wide open. He dropped the ball just inside the 20-yard line.
You know, by the way, the wind is just whipping. It's howling, but I think the rain has stopped, which is the damage is probably done because the people here, and this is a pretty nice crowd. The people have gotten a little bit wet, but it's going to, the field might be a little bit slippery. The ball probably isn't. He just didn't catch that pass.
1:12 to go. One thing about Schramm, very quick feet, and he's been able to elude the Jackson pressure so far, buy himself a lot of extra time, and eventually somebody's going to get open. Second and 10 from the high 25. Escapes the rush, knocked away Kretzinger in the back of the end zone.
That was a pretty good play. That receiver, he got behind Micah Kretzinger to the post, and Kretzinger was able to get his big paw up on that, batted away.
But this quarterback is really shifty. That time it looked like he might get hit in the backfield, and he just really shuffled quickly to his left, Tom, and let her fly. Brings up a third from the 25 with 1:06 to go. Here in the first half, Jackson up 20-0. Schramm looks over the D. Back to throwing. Looks and throws it long, and that is right through the hands of the intended receiver back at the end zone, but I don't know if he would have been in bounds.
I don't know either. That was a very well-thrown pass.
But he should have caught it.
Probably. It was so well-thrown, the coverage wasn't that bad, and it was just a perfectly thrown ball. Could have been to the end line already. Either way, he didn't catch it. That sets up 4th and 10. We're down to 1:02 to go in the first half.
4th down and 10. And we have a timeout call by the Blue Devils. Quick break, back in 30 seconds. Jackson leads 20-0 on WKHM.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Josie, Tom Rashford back here at Lake Fenton, where the Blue Devils, with just over a minute to go, minute two, they have a fourth down and 10 from the Jackson 25-yard line. They've just dropped two of three passes here on this series that probably should have been caught. Schramm, low snap, blitzes on, and he's running for his life, and they've got him! Back at the 34-yard line, Jackson blitz, and Schramm didn't have a chance.
That was a beautiful play right there by the Jackson defensive staff, and the kids just cranked it up.
Terrific play and call by the Jackson High coaching staff to go after the quarterback.
Toby Smith, a couple of the other kids, they were all over him. Wow, he's talking about Ben, but not great.
And the Vikings with the football, 59 seconds left in the half. They kind of trickle out to the line of scrimmage. Up 20-0 with, again, Xavier Edwards again injured here tonight. And on the bench, run the option. They fake it and run a reverse. And they're still running off to the 50-yard line. Wow. That was Noah Roberts, a terrific run to the 50. 49 seconds. Clock running, and Jackson's not going to sit back here. They haven't done that all year. Not going to start now. They run an option. Not much there. Out of bounds, 50-yard line. Jackson took a timeout there. They were not stopping the clock because the play went out of bounds, which very debatable at the 50-yard line. And we have 32 seconds left. The ball's at midfield. Tom?
Yeah, some Cascades Conference Big 8 crossover scores. Bronson leads East Jackson 8-0. Concord has a 19-3 lead over Hanover Fort. In the third-place game, Napoleon leads Quincy 7-0 with 9 minutes to go in the second quarter. And with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter, Michigan Center has a 13-8 lead over Springport.
Here it's 20-0. Jackson, again, will have the Grass Lake Reading game for you tomorrow, K105.3, tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Bush back to throw. Throws it right up in the air, and that is intercepted and dropped. Bush just tried to throw it as far as he could, and that ball was popped up. Lucky it was dropped up there. That was Schramm, the quarterback on offense that had his hands on it. But the Blue Devils have dropped a lot of balls tonight. And that was just another one. 26 seconds. And third down from the 50. Bush gives it to Robertson. And not much there, maybe 2 yards.
You can hear the across the way, the fast coach is all yelling reverse. They can see it coming right away.
Timeout for Jackson, and they'll have a fourth down with 16 seconds.
A couple other scores of a little bit of interest in the Interstate 8. Coldwater is getting discounted. Temperance Bedford leads Coldwater 27-0.
Boy, they dropped off the map this year.
Traverse City St. Francis has a 15-6 lead over New Lothrop. with 2.5 to go in the first half. A little bit of interest there, of course. Traverse City St. Francis is one scoot away from Louisville Christie. They'll be, unless the line is drawn directly between them, they're going to be in the same division.
Fourth down for Jackson. They're not going to punt. And they just simply hand it off to Kretzinger. And he's going to get a first down, and he runs out of bounds, 35-yard line. But he is some player. 9 seconds left. You could maybe throw one or two into the end zone here. You have that inclination. Jackson leads 20-0. Looks like they're bringing it back. They're calling a hold on Jackson. So forget that idea. That will nullify about a 15-yard run by Kretzinger. And this last 3 minutes has taken about a half hour. I think Lake Fenton is unthawed by this time. Goodness. Bikes up 20-0. They just let the clock run out. Good job, 20-0, and we have reached halftime. And the Viking fans on their feet here. Good crowd from Jackson here tonight. Well, let's take a 3 break. We'll come back, check some scores, some other notes here at halftime. This week in the Michigan High School Athletic Association, coming up during our half. Oh, they have an extended halftime tonight, senior night, or something like that here in Lake Fenton. Our score is Jackson 20, Lake Fenton nothing. We're at the half on WKHL.
Denny's Super Slam is just $5.99. I'm sure you've heard the jingle.
$5.99? Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, that one. It comes with eggs, hash browns, bacon, sausage, and now with your choice of buttermilk or pumpkin pancakes.
Pumpkin pancakes? Are you out of your mind?
Right? I thought the same thing. Although it is fall, so pumpkin pancakes don't seem that crazy.
$5.99? Are you out of your mind?
No, you're right. That does sound a little crazy. The $5.99 Super Slam from Denny's. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. No substitutions. Upgrade to pumpkin pancakes for 49 cents.
It's time to clean house. All for a great cause. The Jackson YMCA needs your help to fill the blue bus all week long. Everyone has stuff they no longer need. Tools, toys, collectibles, you name it. Bring everything to the blue bus. Items will be auctioned in November and proceeds go to help Y kids. This Monday through Friday, the Y blue bus will travel to 7 locations, collecting anything that can be sold at auction. Donations are tax deductible. Help stuff the bus at each location. For details and the blue bus schedule, visit jacksonymca.org.
Downtown Jackson is looking good. Come down and see the redesigned streets, improved walkability, redesigned parks, and buildings filled with shops, food, and nightlife. If you haven't been downtown lately, come on down. Hungry? They've got you covered with dining options to suit everyone. There's always something going on, so come down and see all the progress being made in downtown Jackson. This message brought to you by American Title Company of Jackson.
What makes a restaurant a gathering place for families, businesses, and friends? Well, everything you'll find at Candy's Busy Bee Cafe. Candy and her crew are the kind of people who get birthday cards for the regulars. Candy's Busy Bee Cafe is the kind of place you'll want to come back to after just one visit. Tableside service, great conversations, incredible staff, and tremendous food with breakfast served from open to close. Become a regular today at Candy's Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Jackson.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
George, it's cold. Turn on the furnace.
Honey,
I think you're going to be cold tonight.
You'd better call Able Heating and Cooling and get that furnace checked before we need it every day.
Call Able Heating and Cooling at 517-568-5522 to schedule a repair or free evaluation to learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort and efficiency with a highly efficient and reliable York system. Able Heating and Cooling, keeping Jackson County at a perfect 70 degrees. Call 517-568-5522 or visit able-heating.com.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Yeah, welcome back to Lake Fenton with Tom Ratchford, Josh Ankrell, Tony Mack tonight, 20-0. Here at halftime for Jackson, everything rolled pretty well, with the exception of Xavier Edwards, again injured, very similar, looked like almost the same scenario as last week. Now, they didn't use Edwards very much in the first half, but about midway in the second quarter, he had about a 10-yard carry, and he came up just as he did the other night. It looked like probably a re-aggravation of that turf toe situation, and I'm sure we're not going to see him tonight.
Well, I hope not. We watched them because the team bench is directly in front of us and we're close. The trainer took him and he sat up and he changed his shoes, and it appears to be that same. I think it's on his right leg. Could be his left.
I think it's his left.
Yeah, and either way, that doggone turf toe is tough. It's like jam. You know, if you're jammed, your finger playing basketball or something, and it doesn't go away real quick. It's just going to linger. He's just going to have to play with it.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very tricky moving forward. Let's get a couple scores with Tom, and we'll get a complete recap when we come back after the MHSAA segment here. Tom?
Well, Western leads Adrian 27-0 at the end of the first quarter. Northwest had a 14-6 lead over Leftwood. That was with about 11 minutes to go in the second quarter. Columbia Central at the half leads Hudson 14-8. Hillsdale has a slim 12-7 lead over Dundee. So Columbia and Hillsdale are tied first in the Lenaway, and they both have slim leads. Columbia leads 14-8 over Hudson at halftime. Hillsdale leads 12-7 over Dundee with a minute to go in the first half. In the Cascades crossover with the Big E, Bronson was leading East Jackson 8-0. Concord had a 19-3 lead over Hanover Horton. Manchester leads Homer 17-0, just a halftime score. Also at the half, Napoleon leads Quincy 7-0, both schools 5-3. Winner gets in. Probably the loser will, too, with a 5-4 record. We'll cover that entire scenario tomorrow morning after the Ashes kind of settle after tonight's game. Halftime, Michigan Center has a 13-8 lead at Springport. And pretty much locally, I guess in the Lenaway, we do have Ida. Ida's pounding Blissfield. Ida 24, Blissfield 6 at the half.
That's a good league, man.
Not bad.
I guess pretty good team in the Lenaway this year. Here it's 20-0 Jackson. Two long touchdown passes from Noah Bush to Micah Kretzinger. Then he also hit Kretzinger on a big fourth down pass play to set up a short touchdown run. And that's where we sit at 20-0. They missed one two-point conversion, made one, and missed one extra point kick try here in the first half, and I believe Jackson will have the football to start the second half. So we'll take a three-minute break this week in the Michigan High School Athletic Association, and we'll be back in about 8 minutes or so, and we'll get you updated on the out-of-town scoreboard. But good news here, Jackson going for their ninth straight win, an unbeaten 9-0 season for the first time in school history. And that is a long history, leading the Blue Devils of Lake Fenton 20-0 here on WKHL.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Hey, we're back at Lake Fenton, GOC. Tom Ratchford, and we're scooping up some more scores for you here. It's 20-0. Jackson High at the half. Quite a performance. Really both sides, Tom. The defense made a couple great stands, and the offense played certainly well enough to have a pretty commanding lead here, but you're never feeling too comfortable. They do get the ball to start the third.
Yeah, and you talk about the offense and defense. How about the special teams? They take the ball right away. Jackson High kicked off. They kicked off, and they were able to get the onside kick, so Jackson's going to get the ball to start the game, and then they're going to get it now as Lake Fenton's going to have to kick off to them. When you think about it, they were able to take that in a short field after the onside kick, and then they were able to score, and that was the first touchdown of the game just about 3 minutes into the game with 9:07 into the first.
But they had to convert that big fourth down pass
right,
to do it.
And that was Kressinger, and then Kressinger did have the 1 yard carry for the score. So at 9:07 to go, Jackson led 6-0 in the first quarter. And then just about 4 minutes later, they were able to score again as Noah Bush hit Micah Kressinger on a 22-yard touchdown pass. The Dakota Robertson PAT run made it 14-0 Jackson with 5:24 to go in the first. In the second quarter, I think it might have been the first play of the second quarter or the second play, at the 11:43 mark, they scored again as Bush hit Kressinger on a 62-yard touchdown pass. The pass was probably about 20 yards or so, and the last 40 was run by Kressinger, and he dragged the kid into the end zone. It was a tremendous run. And the PAT kick, I think that kick was by Molitor. I don't think it was Clinton Smith. Anyways, the kick failed, and that's where we are at the half, 20-0 Jackson High over Lake Fenton.
Well, let's run down the scores. We have a lot of halftime results right now.
Yeah, halftime, Western has a 27, actually it's not at the half, it was at the end of the first quarter. Western leads Adrian 27-0. Northwest has a 14-12 lead over Leslie at the half. In Millenaway, it is Columbia Central over Hudson 14-8, and Hillsdale with a 12-7 lead over Dundee. In the crossovers with the Big 8, East Jackson did score, so it's Bronson 8, East Jackson 6. Nothing in on the Vandercook Lake Jonesville game. Concord leads Hanover 19-3. Manchester has a 17-0 lead at Homer. Nothing in on Addison and Union City. Napoleon was leading Quincy 7-0 at the half. Another halftime score in the second place game. Michigan Center has a slim 13-8 lead over Springport. Around the state, Temperance Bedford is beating Coldwater pretty badly, 27-0. Harper Creek and Battle Creek Lakeview are tied at the half. They're tied in a scoreless tie, 0-0. Outstate a little bit. Sticking to the Interstate 8, Olivet has a 28-0 lead over Battle Creek Penfield. So the playoff point situations for Lumen Christi here aren't looking very good. The teams that they beat are not winning their game. Ida was leading Blissfield 24-6. Here's a win, and here's a playoff point win for the Titans. Grand Rapids West Catholic has a 36-0 lead over Coopersville. Metro Detroit, Farmington Hills Harrison leads Farmington 28-0. Let's go back to the Southwest. Portage Northern has a 9-0 lead over St. Joe. We could see Portage Northern in the Division II playoffs. I think both Northern and Central will be D2. You never know, you could always draw them instead of Metro Detroit schools. Oak Park has a 14-7 lead over Clarkston. In mid-Michigan, Portland and Montague are tied at 6. That's a heck of a game. As is this one, Kiwama Westphalia leads Williamson 21-6. 7. I know you think very highly of Williamston. The PW has to be good. Saginaw Swan Valley, who was in the Division 5 state title last year, in that title game, got beat by West Catholic. Swan Valley leads St. John's 28-0. Back in Muskegon, it's Oak Ridge over Berrien Springs 21-6. Pretty close game with Warren Michigan Collegiate. I don't know if we're going to run into them. I don't think we're going to bump into them again. You never know. We'll try to break a little bit down tomorrow morning during the scoreboard show. But Michigan Collegiate is a 20-15 lead over Millington. In a game with great importance for Jackson High, South Lyon has a 7-3 lead over South Lyon East. South Lyon's going to be D2 along with Jackson High. They're about the only school anywhere near here that will have more playoff points than the Vikings. So it would be a great benefit for all of us if we had to play South Lyon, if they could lose tonight, as they're leading South Lyon East 7-3 right now. Back up in Muskegon, Newaygo is leading Muskegon Catholic 14-0. Schoolcraft has a 20-7 lead over Kalamazoo United. And Traverse City Central has a 27-0 lead over Cadillac. Also a possible Division II opponent down the road, Muskegon Mona Shores, with a 42-0 lead over Fruit Court. You really don't want to run into Mona Shores until it's in the semi
no,
the final.
No. Blue Devils getting set to kick off as we get set to roll here, second half on 970, 101.5 FM. The Vikes up 20-0. And the kick is a very long one. And that's halfway into the end zone. So Jackson will take it at the 20. And off and rolling here in the second half, up by 20. See what, how they situate the backfield with Dyer Edwards injured again and looking around for him. Don't see him.
I don't see him either. Oh, down wide to the left. Hardrick wide to the right.
Kyle Richardson in that backfield again. They run an option, go to Kretzinger. He's bumped out of bounds after a short game. Got it up over the 20, about the 23-yard line or so. On the late pitch from Noah Bush. Second down, 7. Just underway here in the third quarter. WKHL. Up the middle, good running room here. Wow, the little bowling ball. Kyle Richardson rumbles out to the 42-yard line, and he's just running right over people. First down, Jackson on that burst of almost, well, give him 19 yards on the carry for Kyle Richardson, who has stepped in for Xavier Edwards. That was impressive. They run the option short side of the field, and Bush dives up almost to midfield. Good job by Noah Bush. He got it to the 49-yard line, and that's a pickup of about 9 yards on first down.
Okay, Edwards is injured. That can't do anything about it. Now, how great is it to have these young kids come and be able to play? We watched a couple weeks ago with the Titans when they didn't have a bunch of those kids playing. The reserves played very, very well.
Richardson, good hit that time by Big 77.
And Zolan Marin on the tackle, 6'2", 230-pound junior for Lake Fenton.
That's a first down, though, for Jackson as Richardson picked up about 2 yards or so, and that was enough for the first down. Wait a minute here in the third, Jackson up 20-0, driving now in Blue Devil territory. Bush out of the shotgun. Run a little handoff. Hardrick. Retzinger up the middle, all the way, touchdown. That little draw trap up the middle. Touchdown, Viking. Retzinger again. And once he gets ahead of steam, it's just unbelievable. He just looks like a man among boys out there. And I don't know if anybody laid a finger on him. He goes 49 yards, 4 touchdowns tonight for Micah Kretzinger. Spectacular performance. And he's made some big plays on the other side of the ball as well. And the Vikings put the ball over on this near hash. They're going to go for 2, up 26-0. Bush drops back, looks and throws a try for 2. O'Dowd with a catch. Mickey O'Dowd on a slant pass. Beautiful throw by Noah Bush. And the Vikings are up 28-0.
He does something pretty good every game. That was a really nice throw by Noah Bush right into the numbers. I think that was Mickey O'Dowd on the grab. So at 10:37 to go in the third quarter, Jack now leads 28-0.
Looked like they pulled a little Pittsburgh Steeler there. Pick play. And O'Dowd just slanted inside, and his defender got caught up in the wash there. And a great throw by Noah Bush. And you got to love it. Barb Baird Pauley up on her feet here,
leading the cheering.
And a lot of the diehard Jackson fans in the building. Viking kick. They kick it long and low, and it rolls out of bounds.
Yeah, you think of this. This is a late-arriving crowd. We're in the middle of nowhere.
We are.
We were smart enough to go up to Flint and come back south. Everybody that went through Ann Arbor, it was just 23. It's just crawling at this time of, you know, about a Friday afternoon. But,
yeah, they said, we talked to the officials. They said they were stuck in there for 45 minutes to an hour.
Right. So the way I brought us, took us about 20 miles longer, but it was a half hour faster.
It was scenic. We did see a number of sleeping deer.
They were resting comfortably on the side of the street. But this is a tremendous crowd for Jackson. And the kids that are here, and the band came, and Joel Shaner is down there. And, you know, everybody's having fun. We've never seen this before. Let's enjoy it.
Never. Running play up the middle, nothing doing for the Blue Devils. Spikes up 28-0. We have a flag.
A rare penalty flag, by the way, tonight. Although this game is crawling along.
Out in the Jackson secondary. And a 5-yard walk-off against you. I didn't even see a signal. I think the refs just want to get out of here. Clock runs anyway. And Schramm on first down and 5. They try to sweep. Great contain by Hardrick. He came up, took the contain man, and made the tackle.
Guillermo Barrett also there. Those kids cover for each other. That is a good team defense.
That was a outstanding play by Hardrick. Zion Hardrick, the senior, at 200. Bring up a set. They no gained it. Second down and 5. 28-0 Jackson. Run a little drop play. Secondary, look out. 50-45. Slipped through there that time. Yeah, one of the linebackers must have. They just missed him, and that doesn't happen very often. Stephen Ukendu, the strong safety, did make the tackle. Not until South Lyon did get a first down all the way down to the Jackson 45.
I think that was Trombley, the running back. They got a couple quick little running backs. They're not big. And the quarterback, same thing. He runs a draw up the middle. Good running room all the way down to the Jackson 35-yard line. So, Blue Devils moving here. They're down 28.
So Malachi Kressinger now in for Riley Calhoun. He'll be also up front. As Scott mentioned earlier on your program, he's got six different kids that rotate between those three defensive tackle spots.
As the rain flies. Run it again up the middle. Not much there, yard or two. But that's good enough for a first down for the Blue Devils. Jackson, 33-yard line. Four touchdowns for Micah Kretzinger. And two two-point conversions for Jackson. They have 28. Goose egg so far for Lake Fenton. But they have moved down to the Jackson 32. Run that same little quick draw play, and Jackson has about seven helmets on this one. This goes nowhere.
At the bottom of the pile is, looks like Malachi Kressinger. Boy, Marcus Castruzza also, he's pretty wide. Those kids are hard to move out of there. I think the two lines, both offensively and defensively, obviously, the, you know, you don't need to talk to me very long to know that that's what I'm going to emphasize, but there's a reason these kids are 8-0 and they're on the verge of being 9-0.
There's a flag. We'll get a 5-yard walk-off against Lake Fenton. Second and 15. Rain came down for about 10 minutes sideways. It looks like it is. Well, it's still coming down lightly. Kind of a mist.
It's awful.
A cold mist.
It's awful. I'm still in shirt sleeves. Jason Thompson's in shirt sleeves. That's about.
Quarterback keeps it and eats it. Got about 2 yards. Got drilled. 38-yard line. It'll be third down. Looks like he might have lost another yard or two.
A couple of the Lake Fenton coaches have shorts on, and I used to do that, and it was nuts. All the Jackson High coaches are properly dressed. Is he still in shorts? Yes, he is.
Heck yeah. He'd be wearing those things at Christmas.
So will I, but it'll be 80.
Yeah, you won't be anywhere in sight. Third and 14. Schramm in that gun. They've got wideouts all over the place. He rolls right, looks. Rush on, throwback. Oh, big play from Jackson out of the secondary.
Stephen Ukendu read that screen.
What a play by Ukendu.
And that screen was really pretty well set up. It was caught there by 28, Kevin Stevens for Lake Fenton. And Ukendu came up and made that tackle as soon as the ball was caught.
Loss of four, fourth down, and about 19. Here for the old Blue Devils. Yeah, they set that up, but Ukendo spotted what they were doing, and he just on a full run nailed that receiver for a loss. And I think the quarterback's going to be running here. The rush is on. He throws it down the middle. Diving catch. And that looks like a first down.
That's a pretty good play by them. You got to tip your cap when they execute it. He ran a square in.
Great throw.
Yeah, he ran a square in. And he was under pressure because one of the Jackson linemen, I think it was Calhoun, was right on the quarterback. And as he threw it, square in deep, made a break on the kid, made a good catch. First down for the Blue Devils.
Clock runs 5:50. Wow, huge play. That was 4th and 19. They got about 20. Quarterback Schramm looking. And, oh, he got away from three Vikings. Now he's got to run. And he's going to go all the way, and he fumbled it. They're going to say he's out of bounds at about the two-yard line. That ball was loose, but well out of bounds. That quarterback is really quick.
Yeah, he scrambles, and the defense breaks down a little bit. He's shifty enough to cause, I don't recall the other four or five Jackson High games that we've done, any quarterback doing that.
And he's not, can't be 155 pounds. But he beats you with his quickness, and he throws the ball well. Two-yard line. They hand it off, and Jackson misses the tackle. Touchdown for the Blue Devils.
You look like number six, Sean Trombley.
Senior, 5'7", 175. Jackson had a crack at him at about the three, and he just kind of split a couple tacklers there, and it's 28-6. And their kicker, extra point, good. And we are 28-7, Jackson by 21. 5:20 to go, back in 30 seconds, 970, 101.5 FM.
Have you ever met one of the Jimmies from Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service? You know, the men and women who never sleep when you're on the road? The Jimmies at Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service take pride in providing you with fast, prompt, and personal service when you need them the most. Plus, the Jimmies at Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service don't just tow wherever you need to go. They'll get your vehicle back on the road with their incredible automotive service department. Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service, more than a towing company.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
For the Jackson Area Subway Sub Shops, YMCA, Denny's Restaurant, Airport Road. Breakfast all the time at Denny's. Onside kick here. I don't believe, did it go 10? I think eventually it might have went out of bounds, and it will be Jackson's ball. It did go 10, but they hit it and knocked it OB, and the Vikings will have excellent field position. At the 47-yard line, their own 47. And the Vikings out with Richards, Fairchild, Holman, Molitor. I believe it's Dominic Simonetti. And the wind is howling. There's a little guy up the middle. Man. He is a buzz bomb right there. That was Richardson again. Kyle Richardson, 5'10", 175. Senior. So listed as a senior, but he's a sophomore.
I don't even have him listed on this one.
And option. What a play by Bush. Reverses his field. Beats the D. 40, 35, 30. And he's down to the 25-yard line before he's knocked out of bounds.
Noah Bush is a good enough athlete to be able to do that. He's a sharp, he's a heady kid.
While they were trying to run the option near side of the field, nothing there, and he did a little reverse pivot, Tom, and went the other way. All the way down to the 25. So the Vikings in business right now with 4:35 to go in the third. Push out of that short gun. Gives it to Richardson. Not much there, maybe a yard.
That was just a straight give off the left side. No option involved there. You do need to run that a handful of times in order to keep the defense honest, because they have to stop that halfback up the middle first.
Clock running under 4 minutes here in the third. Vikings going against the wind here, and it is a stiff one. Kretzinger puts his head down. He has a couple yards. They blow it dead. He's down near the 20.
It took half of the Lake Fenton team to bring him down.
Kretzinger a little slow in getting up. Third down, about six for the Vikings. Trying to kind of salt this away. They lead 28-7. 3:20 to go, third quarter. Light rain coming down sideways. Run that little quick draw. Kretzinger is hit. And they blow it dead. He got about two or three. And it's going to bring up a fourth down and about three for the Vikings. Keep that clock going. 2:45 to go here in the third. Noah Bush gets the play from Scott Farley. Delrose Steel, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, Jimmy's Towing, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, sponsoring this third quarter here on WKHL. Man in motion, man out of motion, man into the end zone. Touchdown, Jackson. Kretzinger again. 5 touchdowns for Noah Kretzinger. Unbelievable. What a performance by Noah Kretzinger. Micah Kretzinger. Noah Bush.
He's hard to tackle. Both kids, this is fun, man. This is a good football team. The place is ecstatic. Jackson now leads 34-7 with 2:16 to go in the third quarter.
Wow.
17-yard run by Micah Kretzinger.
Oh, exactly where he was lined up, I think in the slot. He kind of came around, got wraparound handoff.
I don't know what they call that play, but it's pretty slick.
I don't know if anybody touched him, and he ran right up the middle. And there's 2 points.
That's Robertson.
Richardson,
33.
So Kyle Richardson in for the two. Boy, and he's done a nice job replacing Zaire Edwards. 36-7, J.I. And that rain is really coming down sideways now. Blowing in off the lake, off Lake Fenton. And the Vikings rolling to a perfect 9-0 campaign here tonight without arguably their best player. But how about Kretzinger? Just an amazing 5-touchdown performance.
Yeah, it shows the depth of this team. And they have depth in a lot of positions. The roster isn't enormously huge. I didn't count them up. There's maybe 40 kids here. But, you know, he's got them all playing. Yeah, it's important.
Here's the kick. It bounces around on the field. It's covered by the Devils' 37-yard line.
Comment or something.
Yeah, a couple scores real quick. Western leads Adrian 34-0. Northwest leads Leslie 14-12. That's both at the half. Columbia Central has opened a 28-16 lead at Hudson. That's with 10 minutes and 56 seconds left in the game. And Michigan Center now has a 25-8 lead with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter at Springport.
Those scores brought to you by Denny's. These burgers are from Denny's. And the Devils. Quarterback's going to run it. And, oh, as he hit 39-yard line, he got about a deuce there. And he got tattooed. He keeps getting up, though, that kid. He's a good football player. Tram.
Did you say the long-range forecast next week is to warm up a little bit?
Oh, I didn't say warm up. I said it'll be nice. Sunny and about 50 all week.
This would have been fine tonight except for the precipitation.
Tram got about a foot there, second, and we'll call it 9.5. And he's back to throw. He's being chased. He's drilled. 32-yard line. The Vikings got him that time.
And that's so important that they can do that because he doesn't lead. He does not need much to break free. Boy, there are about five kids from Jackson on that tackle.
Yanaway. Number 28 in there. Third down, 16 for the Blue Devils. As the clock runs, winds down here in the third, Jackson up 36-7. Tram back to throw it. He's going to be hit. He throws incomplete. Tram got drilled from behind just as he released the ball. Came up short for his intended receiver, and I think that was Cody Schramm.
And Kyron Stith was there on the coverage for Jackson.
Actually, it was O'Brien.
Pretty good up front again defensively by those kids. About three of them got through that offensive line of Lake Fenton and got to the quarterback.
A lot of kids getting a chance to play here tonight as the Jackson defense shuffling kids in and out really on every play. And this is a 4th-17. They're back to kick. This is the first punt of the night, isn't it, huh? And Jackson just lets it hit and roll. Turns out to be a great kick all the way down to close to the Jackson 20-yard line. Jackson could punch one in here. We could get that clock heated up.
It seems, I mean, it's 8:47, so it does seem like this is an awful long game.
Well, that last 2 minutes of the first half took 25 minutes.
Maybe it was our frenzy setup that kind
no.
of took us a little.
No.
This guy's a little bit off kilter.
I think it was that great pregame show we had. Jackson down right around their 20. And they break into the secondary, 30, 35, 40. Oh, just tripped up. Dorian Riley.
That's number 33 is. Thank you, Jason.
Who knew?
And he is a sophomore, correct? Up from the JVs, that is Dorian Riley, and he had the two-point conversion a moment ago.
And they're calling an illegal block on that run, going to walk it back.
That was a nice run, by the way.
That was excellent. Give Jackson a first down and about two. And they spot it back at the 29. And that looks like it's going to end the quarter. Jackson lets the clock run out. Viking fans up here just below us. And let's take a break for a minute. It's all Jackson. They're rolling to a big win here in Lake Benton, 36-7 after three on WKHL.
Orthopedic Rehab Specialist has the Jackson area's highest-rated physical therapy clinics with a 98% patient satisfaction rating. For over 31 years, ORS has treated nagging back pain, knee pain, shoulder and neck pain, sports and work injuries, and total joint replacement therapy. So when your doctor recommends physical therapy, choose ORS. That's Orthopedic Rehab Specialist. Call us today at 877-202-2175 or visit us online at orsmi.com.
Hi, my name is Bob Richardson. I'm the owner of the Yes Siri Bob Subways here in Jackson and Hillsdale County. We have a box lunch that we put together for teams or groups. We do a 6-inch sandwich, a chip, a cookie, and a bottle of water for $5.75. This is just a program that we've tried to put together to help accommodate those teams, those groups of kids that are together. And if there's any interest in any of that, you can call Matt in my office. And the number there is 748-9240.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Here come the Vikings on first and two. They get a first down out to the 31-yard line with Dorian Riley. Sophomore up from the JVs. He has been pretty impressive. And they'll move those chains, and we're just underway here. Rain coming down sideways here in Lake Fenton. It is not a pretty evening right now. Bush out of the short gun. Good snap all night. Riley breaks the tackle. Hangs on to that ball as they grab at that football. He's a tough kid. And he has about 7 or 8 yards. About it. Yeah, we'll give him 7. 37-yard line. But there's been some bad blood here between the two clubs the past few minutes. On second down, Riley. First down, look at him run. Unbelievable run by Riley.
That's a
47-yard line.
He's lined up almost like a fullback type player. That's just a fullback dive at the A-gap on the left side of the center. And, boy, if you can't stop that play, you're not going to be able to beat a team. And that's what Jackson's able to do. They can run inside. They can run off tackle. They can run outside. And they can throw a little bit.
He's running that defense right into the ground. 10.5 to go. Jackson, 36. Lake Fenton, 7. First down at the Fenton, 48. Bush to Riley. And just a yard this time. But Riley is built low, and he's thick, Tom. And he's a sophomore?
Indeed.
He's going to be fun to watch for a couple of years. He reminds Tony Mack of Don Nottingham. Remember him, the human bowling ball?
I don't.
Okay.
He played for the Lions?
No. Who was it, Tony? The Dolphins? You know all those pro players. From the 46, there he goes again. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. All the way to the 25-yard line. That's straight dive, Tom.
Yeah, that was a quick hitter. This time off the right side, a tad bit of a little ride by quarterback Noah Bush into the belly of Dorian Riley, and a great run there for another first down deep now into Lake Fenton territory.
25-yard line. Dorian Riley, remember that name. Keep his toes healthy. 8:55 left. Bush hands it off. New number here. 25, Kenyon Mulcahy, first touch of the night.
You know, he played very well last week. One of the kids that came in at that kind of a flanker spot when Edwards got hurt last week.
No gain there for Mulcahy, and a second down from the 25. Clock trickling away here, down to just about 8 minutes left. Jackson led 20-0 at halftime. We may have increased that margin to 29. Riley made a cut, slipped down, got a couple. Down to the 22-yard line. About three, third down and seven. And Edwards hurt, and he had to leave the game in the, I'm going to say early in the second quarter. Hello. 7:20 left, and a third, fairly lengthy for Jackson. Run an option to Riley. That was a bad pitch, and it looks like the Blue Devils came up with it. And they do. Jackson turns it over. First fumble I can remember in the ages.
Yeah, since last week. And when you only have one of those a game, you're okay. Handling the ball, the rain is coming down pretty steadily now. It wasn't clean anyway. Lake Bend got some penetration on that. They had defensive players in there. Might have been better off just holding on to the ball. Lesson learned. Jackson leads 36-7, 7:09 to go in the game.
Tram back. No, he doesn't throw it. He hands it off. And good play behind the line of scrimmage.
Brady Lawrence on the tackle, and it was strung out by Zion Hardrick, who I believe is the force man on that side. And you funnel everything to the sideline like that and wait till your scrape linebacker comes over and makes the tackle. That's textbook.
No gain, second and 10 from up the 29-yard line. Tram, the very quick quarterback. Looking, he just flares it out to the running back. He's going to be hit. Oh, he shook it, one tackle, and then he got just corked at about the 31-yard line. Hammered. Yeah, get Kretzinger out of there. Yeah, indeed. No reason for him to be out there. Clock down to six, under 6 minutes. Third down about seven for Lake Fenton. They'll finish at 4-5 and get ready for basketball season. Tram back, looking. Throws it over the out in the flat. Jackson's really had a tough time with that pass to the running back. Kind of a delay out in the flat, and they get a first down all the way to the Jackson 43-yard line.
Could you imagine if we were at Chelsea tonight? standing on that landing outside the press box.
You couldn't do it.
I probably wouldn't have shirt sleeves on, which is an old coaching shirt from 1989. It had shrunk earlier. And
first down for the Devils.
Over the years it had shrunk, and now it fits again.
Hand it off. A lot of running room up the middle, and they're still running. All the way for a touchdown. Five minutes to go, and they run about 42 yards for a touchdown.
Yeah, that was Bradley on the run for the Blue Devils. Just pretty much basically right up the gut. I don't know if nobody had a real clean shot at him. So 41 for the score.
They're going to get some yardage, but they're really tacking this on with the game really not in doubt. Kick is up and good. 36-14, 5 to go. Take a break, back in a minute. But back in 30 on WKHL.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
To GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Expect an onside kick here. They tried one last time that went out of bounds, and with 5 minutes to go. They're lined up to do that again. There's the trickler, and Jackson covers it. Good job. Took a high hop and a pretty easy grab out there. But it's one of those where, because Jackson practices that so much offensively,
target-wise,
they defended pretty well. He's had a strong game.
Greg, out of town, Springport came back and scored. So there's 9 minutes and 20 seconds left. It's Michigan Center 25, Springport 16.
Both those teams will be in the playoffs.
Also, Western has opened a 41-0 lead at Adrian. And Northwest has a 26-20 lead with just a minute left in the third quarter. Northwest 26, Leslie 20.
Jackson has a lot of clean uniforms in right now. They just like to get a couple first downs. And they give it to Riley. And he's to the 49-yard line.
And just like last week, Bush is still in a quarterback. Xyre Edwards is the backup quarterback, and I don't know what he's going to do about that.
Well, you got to find somebody.
Well, definitely the JV kid who played last night.
Sure.
Will be there next week. You got a pretty good lead. It's 36-14 with just 4 minutes and 25 seconds left in the game.
You
ought to be able to hand off a few times without any danger of getting nailed.
Just past 9 o'clock, WKHM, Jackson. Vikes have a second and 9. And they take a timeout. Take a break for a minute, and we'll be back. Vikings 36, Lake Fenton 14.
back in a minute on WKHM.
It's time to clean house, all for a great cause. The Jackson YMCA needs your help to fill the blue bus all week long. Everyone has stuff they no longer need. Tools, toys, collectibles, you name it. Bring everything to the blue bus. Items will be auctioned in November, and proceeds go to help Y kids. This Monday through Friday, the Y blue bus will travel to 7 locations, collecting anything that can be sold at auction. Donations are tax deductible. Help stuff the bus at each location. For details and the blue bus schedule, visit JacksonYMCA.org.
This isn't just a catchy jingle. This is the way we do business at Eiselhart Nissan. This is Tracy Eiselhart, and I want to invite you to shop smart with Eiselhart. No pre-approval needed. In fact, we can get you a better rate, lower payment, and an all-around better experience at Eiselhart Nissan. Already have pre-approval? Let us show you our low rate and payments. We are ready to help you shop smart and buy smart at Eiselhart Nissan of Jackson.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Second down and nine, Noah Bush runs the football for zero. I don't think you want him out there running around right now.
I wouldn't think so.
That just does not make any sense at all at this point. Third and nine. And we're down to 3:15 left. Run one and kick it. Third and long. Bush out of that gun. Goes to Riley. He breaks a couple tackles. He's got a first down. Look at him run. All the way down to the 30-yard line. Unbelievable. And that's going to kill most of the rest of the time.
You know, the JV's won last night's game pretty handily over Lake Fenton. And Dorian Riley, the halfback, and the sophomore quarterback, did not play. He's here also. That's Garrett Ennis. They did that with a freshman quarterback last night and without Riley at halfback.
Wow. I can't imagine Riley in a JV game. No wonder they're 8-1.
I think the only loss was either to Saline or...
It was Monroe.
It was Monroe. So they beat... I think they played Saline.
Yeah. First down, Riley again. He's got 3 or 4 yards. He's going to have 100 yards here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Kretziger has about 1,000. Crazy talent on this team. You know what? They've got a lot of kids that can play.
Well, everybody's asked about it. You know, are they real? Well, they are certainly fun to watch. You can't believe how well these kids play. And they definitely are fun to watch, and it's been a pleasure to be here.
Best quarterbacking I can remember. Riley for a yard.
Well, and remember
we're down to 120 left.
Remember the days there would be one running back. Back even near the point I was still coaching, you'd have one kid run the ball 40, 45 times. Everything was put on that one player.
Chuck Utrell.
Edwards is...
Remember him?
I do not.
Okay.
But, I mean, Edwards is obviously fantastic, but he hasn't played. Basically, he played one quarter last week and about a quarter and a half today, and they're playing just fine with the kids around him.
Yeah,
there's a lot of good players on this team. And you think about it, Mickey O'Dowd does something every game. Zion Hardrick does something every game. You don't really think about them too much because it's Kressinger and Edwards and Robertson and now Riley carrying the ball and Noah Bush throwing it.
But, you know, there's some kids that contribute something every single game.
Subway Sub Shop player of the game afterwards. That'll be a easy call. Here's Riley. Oh, they ripped it away from him. I think Jackson got it back. They've just been ripping them. They don't even tackle him. They just go for the ball.
Right. That was textbook there by Lake Fenton, and he pulled it out of his hands, but Jackson High did recover it.
Riley's got to be dogged. He's carried it about 40 times here, Tom. What do we have? Minute 12 left. Is Fenton calling these timeouts?
Yes, they are.
Wow. They're a glutton for punishment. Jackson will have a 4th and 3. And if they can pick up the first down, we can start the car. But Lake Fenton wants to get the ball back, evidently. Ball's at about the 25-yard line. I would say give it to Riley. Just a hunch. Oh, they don't. They run a little counter, and this is into the secondary. It's a first down all the way to the 13-yard line. Mulcahy.
Kenyon Mulcahy on the carry.
Good job. Step through the line. Got an easy first down all the way to the 14. And Jackson can take a knee here and just let the clock run out. Don't get anybody hurt.
Hi, my name is Bob Richardson. I'm the owner of the Yes Siree Bob Subways here in Jackson and Hillsdale County. We have a box lunch that we put together for teams or groups. We do a 6-inch sandwich, a chip, a cookie, and a bottle of water for $5.75. This is just a program that we've tried to put together to help accommodate those teams, those groups of kids that are together. And if there's any interest in any of that, you can call Matt in my office. And the number there is 748-9240.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
West End Farm to Table, formerly Barb's Country Kitchen, invites you to come sit among friends and try their at-home cooking with local farm fresh food. Their menu offers traditional breakfast and lunch items. Or for the more adventurous palate, try their daily specials. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. and weekends, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Check out their menu on the West End Farm to Table Facebook page, located at 4141 West Michigan Ave.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Here, Lake Fountain, 36-14. Vikings got a first down here at the end and ran the clock out, and a very convincing, even without Xavier Edwards, a 36-14 win tonight. Spectacular 5-touchdown performance by Micah Kretzinger, our Subway Sub Shop player of the game. There are others out there that you can line them up, Tom. There's so many outstanding performances for this team.
Yeah, and you hate that you could almost give it to one of the running backs every single game, and but this is an extraordinary performance tonight by Kretzinger. He picked up the slack when Xyre Edwards got injured. And, you know, Kretzinger, he's as valuable defensively as he is offensively.
Yeah, he made play after play out there.
Oh, he is an absolute, he is a tremendous defensive player. So the fact that he can, score five touchdowns and then have the ability also to play defense and almost never leave the field, that's quite an asset to have. Maybe the one irreplaceable kid, the Vikings, besides the quarterback Bush, because there's no real depth there that they have. But all in all, a tremendous win. I never thought we'd see it in our lifetime. Jackson's 9-0, undefeated for the first time ever. Conference champs for the first time since 1942. You know the story. 9-0, you almost always get a home game. And that's first and foremost. You think about it, Greg, 3 years ago in 2015, we had two home games, and they were 6-3. So you never know how things shake up. As long as you're not in the district with South Lyon and have to play South Lyon, that wouldn't happen in the first game anyway.
Right, right.
South Lyon is leading South Lyon East 20-9, so it looks like South Lyon will win that. They're going to have more playoff points than Jackson High will have, and that will be an issue. And we'll get a lot of that straightened out tomorrow, and of course the program on Sunday night for the pairing
selection show on Fox Sports Detroit. Let's hear from Subway again, our Subway Sub Shop player of the game. Five touchdowns tonight, Micah Kretzinger for the Vikings, and we'll be back. Check the out of town scoreboard. Wrap things up again. Our final tonight: Jackson 36, Lake Fenton 14. On WKHM.
Hi, my name is Bob Richardson. I'm the owner of the Yes Siree Bob Subways here in Jackson and Hillsdale County. We have a box lunch that we put together for teams or groups. We do a 6-inch sandwich, a chip, a cookie, and a bottle of water for $5.75. This is just a program that we've tried to put together to help accommodate those teams, those groups of kids that are together. And if there's any interest in any of that, you can call Matt in my office. And the number there is 748-9240.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, they open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues.
This is Bill Bollinger, president of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. While you're enjoying the best in high school sports, I just wanted to say thank you for allowing Ajax to serve the Jackson community for over 70 years and for trusting in us for all your indoor comfort needs. As we welcome our fourth generation into the family business, we will continue to strive to meet the demands of today's market while keeping you, the customer, in the forefront of our goals. Please feel free to give us a call at 784-6149 or visit us online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
What makes a restaurant a gathering place for families, businesses, and friends? Well, everything you'll find at Candy's Busy Bee Cafe. Candy and her crew are the kind of people who get birthday cards for the regulars. Candy's Busy Bee Cafe is the kind of place you'll want to come back to after just one visit. Tableside service, great conversations, incredible staff, and tremendous food with breakfast served from open to close. Become a regular today at Candy's Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Jackson.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Elro Steel is proud to celebrate 70 years of business in the Jackson community. In 1948, Al and Robert Glick founded Elro Steel with three principles: integrity, loyalty, and honesty. Elro Steel would expand from their beginnings to over 60 locations in 12 states, offering cut-to-size metals and plastics, industrial supplies, and unmatched customer service. To learn more about Elro's 70th anniversary, their products, or to place an order, visit Elro.com.
Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Get a 2018 Lincoln MKZ, stock number 53058, VIN number 30N6L5, C90JR6, 28033. Easy plan lease, $274 a month for 24 months, with 7,500 miles per year, with $1,000 down, plus first payment, tax, title, license, and fees. Requires owner loyalty and RCL renewal, $1,885.21 due at signing. All factory rebates to dealer. See dealer for details. Security deposit waived. Offer expires January 2nd, 2019. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Popular season, thanks to our special sponsor, Subway. Yes, sir, Bob's Subway, providing box lunch programs to the area sports teams. If you have a hungry team to feed, give Bob a call. Denny's, our halftime sponsor. These burgers are from Denny's. Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service, more than just a towing company. They'll get you on the road again, and when you're on the road, they never sleep. Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, they open drains nobody else can open. 36-14, our final here for the Vikings, and they finish first ever perfect 9-0 season in the school history. They do it very impressively. In fact, the last 2 weeks, really, without their top player. But as we mentioned numerous times, whoever Scott Farley plugged in there really did a terrific job. Tonight it was a sophomore, Dorian Riley. Looked like he should be playing college football somewhere. Man, he was a bull in a china shop. Noah Bush had especially a spectacular start to the game. Jackson did not throw at all in the second half, but Bush hit those three huge passes to Kretzinger in the first half, and Jackson kind of cruised here in the second half as Lake Fenton got some yardage in the fourth quarter when the game was essentially over. They did hit a couple big plays late, 36-14. Tom Ratchford has a look at our out-of-town scoreboard. Of course, we'll have all the scores tomorrow morning, 8 to 10, for Polly's Country Markets and Denny's Restaurant. Ranch?
Well, final score, Western goes to 8-1. They are having an absolutely tremendous year. Their only loss is to Lumen Christi, who's undefeated. Western beat Adrian 41-0. Northwest, with 5 minutes to go in the game, has a 34-26 lead at Leslie. Hope Northwest hangs on for their second win of the season. A final in the Lenawee. Actually, all the games are final, I think, now in the Lenawee. Columbia Central has won their first league championship since 1983. As Columbia Central beat Hudson 35-16. Hillsdale had a 30-13 lead very late against Dundee. So Hillsdale would win, I don't know how that works out in the league standings, but definitely Columbia Central, with that win, they may share it with them, is I guess how that would work, even though they beat Hillsdale. Ida beat Blissfield 37-14, and Onsted with a win tonight, as Onsted beat Erie Mason 22-0. In the crossover games, East Jackson has opened up a 13-8 lead at Bronson. These are scores that are late in the game. At last look, at halftime, Vandercook Lake and Jonesville were tied at 8. Hanover Horton was, actually, Concord was cruising to a 37-10 win over Hanover Horton. Now we have that, it's Concord 37, Hanover Horton 16. That appears to be a final, 37-16 Concord over Hanover Horton. Last look, halftime score, Manchester was leading Homer 17-0. I don't have anything in on Addison at Union City. Quincy has come back and taken a 15-7 lead against Napoleon, and that was with just 2 minutes and 54 seconds left in the game. Quincy 15, Napoleon 7.
Tommy, I don't have the score. Addison got beat, so that might knock them out.
Addison got Union City beat Addison.
Yeah, they got beat, so they finished 5-4.
You know what? Almost all of the Class C 5-4s are going to make it. I'll get into that later. There's so few Class C and D schools, and there's going to be so many additional qualifiers. Most of those 5-4s, all of them that are in Class D are going to make it at 5-4. When I say all of them, there's only going to be about 4. And then there's going to be 9 or 10 Cs, and they're going to have to take a whole, almost every 5-4 in C is going to make it. And then Michigan Center has a 25-16 lead at Springport. That was with about 9 minutes to go in the game. Interstate 8, these are scores of mention because they're playoff points for the Titans. Bedford beat Coldwater 40-12. These two are for Jackson High's league. Alpena knocked off Chelsea. So Alpena 28, Chelsea 14. That's some playoff points that you kind of counted on. And Whitehall is leading Dexter 17-7. Dexter, a very legitimate possibility. And I don't have a Lincoln score if Lincoln is winning, but those are schools that could be clustered into Jackson's district if they go according to the way it went 3 years ago. One more score. Warren Michigan Collegiate had a lead, but Millington has come back and taken a 34-26 lead with just under a minute to go in the game.
Wow.
Millington 34, Warren Michigan Collegiate 26.
And Jackson High finishes 9-0 here tonight. A spectacular night for Micah Kretzinger, our Subway Subshot player of the game. 5 touchdowns in the 36-14 rout of Lake Fenton. And now we await the selection show. What a year it's been. You've got Lumen Christie and Jackson High both unbeaten. You've got Columbia Central and Western just with one loss, Michigan Center in. A lot of area teams in the playoffs, and we'll find out Sunday night exactly when, where, and why they will be playing. For Tom Ratchford, Tony Mack, Josh Ankrell, all of our fine sponsors, tonight the Vikings finished their first ever unbeaten season in school history by bumping Lake Fenton tonight. Another road win for the Vikings, 36-14. From sunny Lake Fenton, where the rain is coming down sideways. GOC, thanks for your time this time. Till next time.
Tonight's coverage of high school football on Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM was brought to you by
Jackson Area Subway Restaurants, the Jackson YMCA, Denny's, Lumen Christie Catholic School, Al Roe Steel, American Title Company, Jackson Public Schools, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, Jimmy's Towing, Northwest Community Schools, OmniSource, County National Bank, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Orthopedic Rehab Specialists, Able Heating and Cooling, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Jackson Speedway, Seymour Ford, Candy's BZB Cafe, and Eiselhart Nissan.
Visit WKHM.com for a complete game schedule and audio archive.